The first over-the-counter HIV test, OraQuick, is reporting record low sales across all 50 U.S. states, causing speculation about whether an over-the-counter HIV test is something that people even want to buy. This news comes as no surprise to critics who say that nobody in their right mind would buy an HIV test in public. The company's website says customers can order their HIV test over the phone, though, and receive them in 3 to 4 business days. Johnny Yades, an outspoken critic of the product, says that at best you can wait 3 days for an HIV test, or at worst, should your test get lost in the mail, you may end up returning the HIV test for an AIDS test by the time you do receive it. The OraQuick website cautions users that a positive result with this test does not mean you are definitely infected with HIV, but rather that additional testing should be done in a medical setting. A negative result with this test does not mean that you are definitely not infected with HIV either, making it ideal for those who like their tests to be inconclusive and unsettling. The fastest way to perform the test is to use a lancet device and prick your finger to gather a small drop of blood, similar to how Wilford Brimley and other people with diabetes used to check their blood sugar. The device can be reused or shared with friends after thorough cleaning, with the cleaning kit sold separately. OraQuick is also available for children in 37 states, but they must bring their elementary school ID with them at the time of purchase. In fact, the deluxe edition features an extendable wand for fetus testing, making the product one of the few to tap into the fetus consumer base. Despite such wide availability, critics say that the over-the-counter HIV test comes 20 years too late. It's been an abysmal failure, according to Johnny Yades. In the 80s and early 90s, HIV was cool and trendy, but in the 2010s, HIV is just cliched and funny. So much so, in fact, that some humor websites cover the subject of HIV and AIDS ad nauseum.